This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. First up, a big thank you to everybody who came along to the inaugural AREG Adelaide car boot sale last weekend. We had nearly 200 people on site, and by all accounts, everyone thoroughly enjoyed the day. AREG is already making plans to run the event again in 2023. Next up, the next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be held this coming Friday, the 17th of September. The meeting will commence at 7:45 p.m. at the Fulham Community Centre Hall, Phelps Court, Fulham. Everyone is welcome to join us. The topic for the evening is introducing the DMR digital radio system, following on from the successful commissioning of the new Adelaide Region DMR repeater at VK5RWN. Mark, VK5QI, Ben, VK5BB, and Peter, VK4NBL, will each cover different aspects of the DMR system, starting with the basics of how DMR works, then what all the terms like talk groups, code plugs, etc. mean, as well as a starting view of how to program your radio, and following up with a discussion about the differences between DMR repeaters and hotspots, what you can do with the hotspot technology as well as the repeaters, and understand a little bit more about the differences. Members who can't attend will again be able to participate in the meeting via our Zoom internet webcasting. Finally, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group is proud to announce another new event for the VK5 Amateur calendar. This coming October, the AREG will hold its inaugural Adelaide VHF 2-metre sprint contest. The aim of this event is to promote 2-metre FM simplex activity between stations in a fast-paced, work as many QSOs as you can, fun-filled, action-packed 30-minute period. Running on Sunday the 23rd of October at 10 a.m, just after the WAA broadcast, we hope to see many people head out to their nearest hilltop, home station, radio shack or vehicle and come and play radio. The rules of the contest, similar to the WAA Harry Angel Sprint, will be released closer to the date. Meanwhile, now is a good time to go and find that 2-metre monoband FM radio that's been languishing in the back corner of the cupboard, douse it off and get it ready for battle. That's all for this week. 73 is from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, and once again it's time for the Northeast Radio Club news. Last Friday night was the general meeting for September of the Northeast Radio Club, and we got quite a good crowd coming along, despite the very wet nature of the night, and we're shown by Adam, VK5GA, just how easy it is to track satellites as they go across the sky. He had a handheld and a very nice looking Yagi to receive the signals from the International Space Station. So thanks very much, Adam. That was very interesting. And after the general business was completed, there was a substantial amount of equipment formerly belonging to Ross, VK5KMH, who now unfortunately is a silent key, and that was sold off to a lot of the members who found that they could use the equipment. So I hope everybody got a good piece of equipment. And the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be the Tech Night, and that will be on Friday the 23rd of September. And of course, as you no doubt realise, there are five Fridays in September, and on 30th of September it will be the fifth Friday lunch. So a suitable venue will be found by Sir Lunchalot, and we'll let you know in due course. Well, I hope to catch up with some of you at the weekly coffee club meeting at the Tea Tree Gully Library, or perhaps contact you on one of the regular nets, either the Coffee Corona Club net at 9 a.m. on Wednesdays on the Houghton repeater, or on the F-Troop Net every Fridays at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network. Well, that's all for this week. Keep dry and warm and stay negative. 73's from Les, VK5 KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Friday week, we held our September activity night. We ended up with a full house, which would nearly have to be a first. First up, Colt, VK58CF, explained the advantages of lifting a big antenna with a kite. His presentation was made using PowerPoint, and the kite he has actually used, along with the necessary bits and pieces to get it aloft. His talk was followed by a very interesting video of radio station WEAU's 2,000-foot tower in Wisconsin, USA, collapsing under the weight of ice build-up in 2011. This was presented by Club President Peter, VK5BE. This video was followed by Peter explaining how the broadcast antenna at Mount Burr is configured so that the directional lobes can be fine-tuned in order that they cover the target areas of the lower southeast. This is achieved despite the fact that the antennas are omnidirectional. All in all, a very interesting and informative night. As usual, the presentations were followed by yet another excellent supper, which was provided by courtesy of Gabby, wife of life member Greg, VK5ZGY. A big thank you to Gabby. Last Saturday, we assisted the Southeast Automobile Club by providing communications for a timed road event car rally. As usual, the Surge team did a great job. Event headquarters was kept up to date with times for each of the checkpoints and any incidents or hazards. Three cars retired hurt, but one of them was able to get going again. There were no major incidents, although one competitor hit a kangaroo, but I'm not aware of how much damage was caused. I believe that we have been asked to help with another rally in a few weeks' time, so we look forward to that. It's been decided that they will now resume face-to-face business meetings. We have been holding activity nights as face-to-face for a while now, as it is very difficult to have presentations over the air. But, for now, we will revert to our normal activities in the hope that the worst of the COVID thing is behind us. We remind you that we welcome visitors to any of our meetings, so if you are in the Mount on the first or third Friday of the month, please consider coming along and joining us. Check our website at surge.org.au for details. That's serg.org.au. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Surge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. 2 weeks ago, I had a huge failure of the computer I used to prepare the broadcast segments, and I am only now getting to prepare another computer to take over this duty. Silly me had not backed up the computer for about 12 months, and now I'm paying the price for being so slack. My first item for this month is about the shack in Hannaford Road. Both AHARS and the Girl Guides have now got an official eviction notice, and we're to be out by the 21st of November. We're going to have to get some of our members to help us shift the three double-door cabinets from the shack to Jeff's QTH, and to do this we will need members with trailers and or utilities. This will be done on a Saturday morning soon. Neville, VK5ZNP, has put his hand up to help with this. He has a small taxi truck. We'll also need to remove our air conditioner from the building and store it probably at Jeff's QTH until we either sell it or find another use for it. We will also need to remove the antennas from the property, and we'll have to dispose of the coffee cups and kitchen utensils. We will have to make good any damage we've done to the property, like holes in the walls, etc. Next week, when we know what we have to do, I will call for volunteers to help with this. We now have the keys to our two-door cabinet that we've been allocated in the buck for our library, and we will help hand shift the library to this storage space. It will be very convenient at the hall where we have our general meetings. We're still negotiating for a new site for our Saturday morning coffee and chat session, and we have two sites under negotiation so far. I should have this finalised next weekend. The September general meeting is on Thursday, September the 15th, and this will be a demonstration by Sue, VK5AYL, of version 3 of her Parks and Peaks application. The next lunch at the RSL will be on Friday the 23rd of September, and the next coffee and chat, still in the Guides Hall, will be on Saturday the 24th of September. I cannot send out mass emails each week yet until I have finished sorting out my new computer. So if you wish to keep up to date with the ongoings at the AHAS, please listen to the Sunday broadcast. Wishing you all a safe week and stay away from COVID.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.